Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Newsweek has announced its rankings of the top 5,000 STEM high schools for 2019. The top 5,000 schools were curated from STEM.org, educational research using proprietary scoring logic that took in consideration a broad set of quantitative and qualitative data inputs collected from quarter 2, 2015 to quarter 3, 2019. Housatonic Valley Regional High School came in 4,577 out of 5,000 schools, according to the press release from Newsweek. STEM.org Educational Research, TM, is the longest continuing operating privately held STEM education research and crediting organization in America. It's based in Southfield, Michigan. Fishes and Loaves in North Canaan has received a check in the amount of $1,625 from the Archbishop Annual Appeal through its outreach program. The funding will assist Fishes and Loaves in fulfilling its mission of serving food insecure families in the towns of Canaan Falls Village in Norfolk. The donation will go towards funding a new roof for the Pilgrim House, which houses the food pantry, to enable it to remain at its current location. Without a secure building future, the pantry would be in jeopardy. According to Louise Riley, director of Fishes and Loaves, she stated that, quote, the support of the Archdiocese of the Hartford area reflects a generosity of spirit in helping those less fortunate among us, and we deeply appreciate the gift. Fishes and Loaves Pantry, a mission of the North Canaan Congregational Church, serves over 100 families and in 2018 provided food for over 16,000 meals. Their hours are Tuesday from 5 to 7 and Wednesday 9 to 11 a.m. at 30 Granite Avenue in Canaan.
A 36-year-old Red Hook man now facing murder charges in connection with a stabbing that took place in Columbia County. Robert Strebe was in Columbia County Jail without bail. He was arrested about 1 a.m. Sunday, according to Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chatka. Columbia County Coroner Bernadette Powis and state police, including forensic teams from Dutchess County, responded to the scene. Autopsy was scheduled to be held. He was charged with second-degree murder, a felony. The Stockbridge Bowl Association believes that the Department of Environmental Protection is the authority which herbicides can be used across the state, and that it has the right to use fluoridine to eliminate invasive plants interfering with recreation at the Stockbridge Bowl. The Conservation Commission, which has blocked the use of the herbicide in the 382-acre lake, believes it has the final decision-making power over how and when and if it's used. Well, last week, attorneys for both sides made their case in front of Berkshire Superior Court Judge John Agostini. He took that case under advisement. Sharon Hospital Lunch and Learn, Joints, Arthritis, and Beyond, will be held noon to 1:30. Board Conference Room 2. To register, 845-554-1734. Dr. Alexander Clark, Sharon Hospital Medical Practice, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Physician, will discuss different options. The Kent Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting, 4:30, at Town Hall. Meanwhile, the Kent Center School Board of Education has their next meeting, 5 p.m., at the library at Kent Center School. Housatonic Valley Regional High School Open House is happening at 5:30. They invite all members of the Region 1 community, and in particular students interested in attending Housatonic, to attend the open house at 5:30, participate in student-led tours, learn more about the facilities and world-class programs. All are welcome to attend. The Town of Dover Town Board will hold a special meeting on Wednesday, November 6th, and again on Wednesday, November 20th at 6:30 at Dover Town Hall. The Town Board discussions will include the proposed 2020 town budget and other business as needed. All are welcome to attend. Board of Selectmen in North Canaan have a meeting at 7 o'clock at North Canaan Town Hall. Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Music and lyrics by William Finn, book by Rachel Schenken, directed by Marcus Olson, November 7th and 8th and 9th at 7:30 p.m., November 10th at 2:30 at the Walker Auditorium at Hotchkiss School. Cornwall's Veterans Day celebration and the unveiling of a plaque honoring Civil War veterans will be held at the Sedgwick Monument at the intersection of Route 43 and Hot Boy Hill Road on Sunday the 10th at 2 p.m. Civil War veterans ceremony will include a historical reenactment by actors. Veterans will be honored by students at Cornwall Consolidated School on Friday the 8th at 11:30 in the school gym. Falls Village Emergency Center On Friday, November 8th, from 5:30 to 7:30, continuous serve of beef or vegetarian tacos, various toppings, rice and beans, nachos and salsa. They're $7 each. The family max is $25. A winter clothing giveaway will again take place at All Saints of America Orthodox Church on Saturday, November 9th. Donations of winter coats, hats, boots, sweaters, and outerwear can be dropped off at the church anytime. Free clothing will be available on Saturday, the 9th, from 9 until 2. The church is located at 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury. More information at 860-435-9632. The Connecticut Railroad Historical Association welcomes one and all to the grand opening on Saturday, November 9th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Canaan Union Depot Railroad Station. More information, CanaanUnionStation.com. An opportunity to peer back in time into old houses as well as modernist mid-20th century homes being offered in Kent through a house tour by the Kent Historical Society on November 9th from noon until 4:30. Advanced tickets are available at the KentHistoricalSociety.org and Turston Home, Herring Gallery, and Kent Wine and Spirits, cash or check only. The price increases to $60 on the day of the tour at 7 Hearths from 11 a.m. through the afternoon. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse Sunday, 7 until 10:30 in the morning. Kent Boy Scouts Scouting for Food Holiday Food Drive will take place on Sunday from 9 till 1 at the Davis IGA, Kent Green Boulevard. Donations will benefit the Kent Food Bank's Holiday Basket Program. The Holiday Food Bank is located at 93 North Main Street and supported by the Kent Community Fund and Kent Social Services. A concert celebrating Kent's legendary pianist Dolph Trayman, a performance on Sunday at 4 p.m. at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, 1 Main Street. More information, Dolph Birthday Concert, Eventbrite.com. Students are free. Admission $20 at the door, $15 in advance. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken and interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 30.52 to 27,492.63. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 8,434.68 and the S&P 500, 3,074.62. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.